ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्यागजमरुपरिं माथुरीं गोष्ठपतिं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। I'm going to speak on the bright side of coronavirus, which is this coronavirus is the hottest topic at the present time on the internet and everywhere else, more even than sex or cricket or football or wars or political speeches. Coronavirus is a huge, huge thing. Whole nations are shutting down, closing their borders. That's unprecedented. We heard of businesses closing down, factories closing down, shops closing down. We never heard of whole nations closing down. It's just unthinkable. We hear that people get coronavirus and then they go very swiftly from, some of them go very swiftly from just being diagnosed with it to being dead. There ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die. Maybe even people who are supposed to be religious like ourselves, maybe we're thinking more of coronavirus than God, which is not right. We should be thinking of God, right? That's what religious people are supposed to do. But it's very prominent in the consciousness of coronavirus. We're looking at everyone wondering, maybe he's got it. I have to keep away from them. He coughed, oh no. I coughed, oh no. Anyone who gets a little headache, they think, oh, maybe I got coronavirus. It's bad. I mean, we shouldn't really be joking about it. It's bad. It's really bad. But if you're not completely fed up with all the hysteria about it, I'd like to speak about it from a different perspective, because, you know, all these years we've been hearing about positive thinking, right? And there are seminars on positive thinking. Look on the bright side, and sit there. For every cloud there's a silver lining. It's a saying in English. I don't know if you can understand it. What it means is that the sun is behind a cloud, then the cloud has a, it looks like a silver line all around it. Something like a corona, maybe. The cloud would have to be round for that. So the point, we should look on the bright side. And many people who give such seminars, look on the bright side, positive thinking. I wonder what these proponents of positive thinking and look on the bright side are going to do when they see all their friends and if they see their friends and family and dying left, right, and center, popping off, And if they get coronavirus themselves, I wonder what their bright side will be. But is there anything good about it? Well, seems that the prevalent custom for generations since time immemorial in the Western world, especially in the Anglosphere, of people when they meet to show bonhomie, they shake hands, that's coming to an end, and people are going to fold their hands like this, as is done in India with namaste. Maybe they won't say namaste, but to show recognition and respect. So that's good. A little bit of Indian culture goes out. Is that good? Maybe. Of course, there's a lot of subtleties. It's an expression from a very subtle and deep culture, and people don't know all these subtleties. For instance, a father normally doesn't offer respect like this to his son. So they may not know all these things. If this becomes widespread in the Western world, we can expect that anyway it'll be divorced from its Indian moorings, because as Rajiv Malhotra never tires of pointing out, the Western people who pride themselves on being the civilization. There was a TV series years ago called Civilization, and it was all about the West, nothing about India or China or any such thing. Civilization. It's just like they have philosophy courses in the Western universities. It's all about Western philosophy, nothing about Indian philosophy. Of course, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that philosophy is not, there's no geocentricity to it. Rajiv Malhotra points out that many things like yoga and meditation have become popular in the West, but they've been gobbled up and digested and absorbed into Western culture, so that people, they may not even know, or there's no trace given of the thousands of years old tradition and wisdom that goes along with that. And it's just presented as if we've always been doing it in the West. So maybe offering respects or recognizing someone like this, it won't be such a great thing. Well, is there anything good about coronavirus? Maybe improved hygienic standards. As you may know, it's becoming prominent in India now. People, after they poop, they don't take a bath. They may not even wash their hands. So at least people might start washing their hands, at least after they poop or pee, if not regularly. So that might be something good. It reminds me, if out of fear of coronavirus, they start washing their hands more regularly and get more, to get improved hygienic habits. It reminds me of a book that was meant for training. I saw in my infancy a brightly colored book showing what happens to children who suck their thumbs. You know what happens? Any idea? When the mother is not there, a man jumps in with a big scissors and cuts off the thumb. And then you see the picture of the little boy with his no thumb and just blood coming down. And I can't remember, there were a whole bunch of things. One thing, don't play with matches. And then you see the picture of the boy who doesn't follow his mother's instruction and plays with matches. And then in the next picture you see there's a pile of ashes with a little smoke coming out of it. It's pretty horrific. I don't think they do things like that nowadays. They're a little more gentle with the children in their upbringing. And anyway, you can suck your thumb as much as you like, but it's highly unlikely. It's just like the atheists say, well, we don't say there's no God, but it's highly unlikely. So so it's highly unlikely that any bogeyman will jump in with a big pair of scissors and cut off your thumb. All right, so anything else good about coronavirus? If you want to get radical, we could say that it's mostly the old people who die from it. So maybe all those old jerks who are messing up the world, maybe they'll all die and the world will become a better place. I don't want to mention any names. It could be more dangerous than coronavirus to mention names. Someone's mentioning names. I didn't mention any names. Maybe that's why there's such a scare about this. I mean, it's only a small population. It's a small percentage of those who actually contract coronavirus who actually die, but it's mostly old people. And it's mostly old people who are head of these nasty corporations and governments and this and that. So they're making a big fuss because they're afraid they're going to die. Otherwise, the young people may not be so worried. After all, people get it's the symptoms are supposed to be similar to those of flu, and people don't get so upset about the flu. So maybe it's a good thing if all the nasty old people, not saying all old people are nasty, but the nasty old people, they all die off, and then we have some nice, good young people coming in. But, sorry to say, even if all the old crocs die off, there'll be some young crocs coming in, crocs like crocodiles, and they'll do the same nasty things. Simply, if a bad person dies, it doesn't mean that all badness has been eradicated from the world. It's the mentality of exploitation. Might makes right. That's what makes society so hellish, even without coronavirus. Society all over the world is hellish. Another cynical thing we could say that's good about coronavirus, it gives us a good chance to blame those nasty Chinese people for they must have made a biological warfare, or what are they doing eating bats? You see, we can blame all our troubles on them, and the Chinese are blaming the Americans. We can blame someone else for all our troubles. Getting a bit serious here, and after all, it is a serious matter. Coronavirus could be good if the fear of impending death, which is there for everyone anyway, whether via coronavirus or slipping on a banana skin and smashing your head on the pavement, the fear of impending death prompts people to think more deeply about the meaning of life. Forces them to slow down in this hectic work, 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 work. Work hard, play harder. I saw a few years ago an advertisement in Bangalore. Work hard, play harder. Just push, 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 and constantly forcing yourself, stressing yourself. If people slow down and less rush, there's time to be thoughtful. And maybe discover some of the important things of life that people don't know about, for instance, on the mundane platform, but it is important in human society that family members actually know each other. They don't just live in the same house. If they happen to live in a family, and they actually, instead of running off to work all the time, they'd actually get to speak to each other a little bit. Even our own devotees, they may pop out of the illusion of thinking that their career is their devotional service when their career gets all messed up by the societal changes from coronavirus, and they might have time to sit down and actually read Prabhupada's books and find out what he says in there. And understand that the really big problem for every human being is not coronavirus or any other virus. It's the whole idea that we're trying to enjoy this world, that we'll be here forever, or we think that this life is meant for enjoying our senses, which is enjoying ourselves. Well, the animals, they think pretty much the same thing, how to survive. We're afraid of coronavirus. It's just like an ant is afraid. If you put your finger in front of an ant, an ant becomes very afraid of his life. So humans are meant for higher consciousness than this. And then in human society, as among, for instance, dogs, whoever's the biggest dog that barks the loudest or bites the nastiest becomes the leading one. But human intelligence should be that persons who actually develop more qualities, saintly qualities, understanding who is God, what is our relationship with him. These are the people who should be giving guidance to society. So these books that the Krishna Conscious Movement is distributing, like Bhagavad Gita as it is, they give knowledge of reality. Reality is, or one aspect of reality is that coronavirus, it's just another form of suffering in this material world, which is full of suffering. We should go to that place, prepare ourselves, so that we don't get born again and again and again and again, but that we go to that place where there is no suffering and there is eternal life. So this Krishna Conscious Movement is spreading this chanting of the Hare Krishna movement and distributing superb books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on, which are really in a different category to the kind of books that you read in school or novels that you pick up here and there. They give knowledge of reality. And so how do we understand coronavirus in the light of the knowledge that Lord Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita? We can understand that it's a mass karmic reaction for all the horrible activities that are considered intrinsic to modern civilization, such as mass torture and slaughter of animals, mass bestialism, having sex left, right and center, front, back, any hole will do, abortion, murder, and so on. But then you say, well, devotees of Krishna and people who believe in God, they also get coronavirus. Where does God come in? If there's God, he should be kind. Why do you believe in God? No, it's karmic reactions. And for devotees, they may get it also. But the apparent suffering of devotees, it's different. They're under the protection of God, of Krishna. And because they're developing knowledge of reality, the effect of that will, of disease for a devotee, it's different. It is ordained by Krishna to help us to realize that we're not meant to be in this material world, and increase our resolve to go on forward in Krishna consciousness, to give ourselves more and more to Krishna. Some more good things can be a good thing, possible good things about coronavirus and all the fear and hysteria that's going on about it. It's a shock for everyone who unquestioningly accepted that what we call civilization will go on as it is forever without any major disturbance. There may be wars, but we'll build up again. But people, they don't have faith in God. They may not have faith in the government of the country that they're in, but they have intrinsic faith in civilization so deep that it's almost unquestioned what is called civilization. So one good thing about this coronavirus is that people may start to realize that with all their big skyscrapers and sports stadiums and smartphones and highways, and we're going to have flying cars and we're going to fly off to the moon, it can't help us. When this tiny little thing, this tiny little virus, which you can't even see with the naked eye, it just throws the whole civilization into chaos. And they're prepared to shut it down. And it spares no one. It's not that if you're a very rich person, or even if you're a very fit and healthy sports man or woman, or sports eunuch, or sports whatever, there are so many. everyone is vulnerable. Bright side, what bright side? There may be, quite possible there will be economic collapse, food shortages, and then there'll be food riots, and then race riots, because you have to blame it on, why are these people who don't belong in our country, what are they doing here, eating our food? And then with all this, all the politicians, if they're still alive, what do? When things get too disturbed at home, ask Machiavelli, or go back even further, The Art of War, declare war on another country and blame someone else for all of it. So there is a distinct possibility that this big, proud civilization, which we have intimate faith will all collapse due to a tiny little thing we can't even see. The whole phantasmagoria will just come crashing down. And then living in a big city like Delhi or New York, London, Sydney, Beijing, whatever, we'll find that it's not such a good deal after all. It's more dangerous to live in such a place. So that's good. Good? Is it good that the whole civilization will collapse like that? Well, it is long overdue that civilization, for want of a better term, took a long, hard look at itself and see how precarious our existence actually is. It's not really a civilization, it's just a facade. We'll see how civilized people are when there are shortages of food, when everything they depend on for their existence becomes it's not automatically there. Especially food is the first, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, anadbhavanti bhutani, very practical. Every living being depends on food. And although you may have a hard time to believe it, food does not come from supermarkets. It comes out of the earth. It requires, but there's no earth in the cities to grow such thing. Of course, you can try setting up hydroponic growing vegetables, but that's not going to solve the food problem. We need carbohydrates, and hydroponics is also a big thing to set up. It requires a lot of energy. Anyway, if we can see through this facade of civilization, that will be a good thing. If it leads us to inquire, jivasya tatvajignasa, inquire into the nature of reality beyond this fragile existence. Of course, our existence is fragile anyway. Just like you may have the biggest, strongest body, but it will die. Even doing yoga, you may have a very fit and healthy body. You have to die. Our whole existence is very fragile. So this whole hype, this thin veneer that we call civilization, anyway, it's bound by time, because no civilization goes on forever. But even the concept that we believe in of civilization, that we're all living happily ever after, as all good fairy stories begin once upon a time and they end, they all lived happily ever after. But it's nonsense, because no one lives happily ever after. Everyone dies. But in the name of civilization, we're accelerating the dying process by abortion, murder, and other kinds of murder, and mechanized slaughterhouses. So much of the intelligence of the world is engaged in making more and more weapons for more and more efficiently killing people. This is not civilization. Another good possibility is that maybe some people will start to take seriously the simple living and high thinking that our beloved Srila Prabhupada emphasized to us, and we've been talking about for years. Unfortunately, our movement hasn't taken it very seriously. Maybe even some followers of Srila Prabhupada will start to take it seriously. Someone's going to make some money out of it, whatever. The pharmaceutical companies, if they can come up with something quick enough before all their researchers die, or they can find something, they'll be happy. Good for them. But that's the problem. They measure what is good in terms of money. That's the major mistake of our so-called civilization. People will have less money if the whole phantasmagoria of moving things here and there and making, should I say it, YouTube videos and making money off them. All this thing becomes more and more difficult. People have less money. The major shuffling around of money goes on sports. Unprecedentedly, the soccer games in Europe, they're all being cancelled. Actually, there is precedent. Only during wars they were cancelled, and they sent all the healthy young men who are playing soccer off to get killed. so that's huge money in that. Someone who's expert in kicking a ball, they earn, the word is used, earn literally millions of euros for being expert in kicking a ball around. So with less money floating around, there's less opportunity for sinful activities. That's good, because meat is relatively expensive as a food, especially if you take away the government subsidies. Gambling is going to go down. A lot of that's centered on sport, but it definitely requires money for gambling. Gambling means you lose your money in most cases. It's sinful. Illicit sex. Well, that's not just because of money, but because people will be afraid to get very close to someone else. Intoxication is likely to be less because it costs money. All this costs money to buy whiskey, for instance. Actually, it's not very expensive to manufacture, but the government's put a high tax on it. It'll be a bad time for prostitutes. Is that good or bad? Yeah, because people want to come up. They'll have to have a certificate every day that I don't have coronavirus. But anyway, it'll go on because there are people who are addicted. But as this casual sex becomes, people perceive it to be dangerous, because what if the person I'm sticking my thing into or getting my thing stuck in, getting stuck in by, what if they have coronavirus? Oh, I better be careful and just stick with your own wife or partner. And people will become more moral. If for whatever reason, having loose sexual relationships becomes decreased, then the people who don't, they'll become moral. All of a sudden they'll become very moral. Oh, what about me? What happens if I get coronavirus? Am I still going to talk like this? Well, I'm resigned to the fact that it's highly possible I'll get it, as many people will. And at age 63, this bag of bones that I'm presently incarcerated in, it's got less likelihood of surviving if I do get it. Let's see. I'm not the controller of the world, believe it or not. Nor are you. Krishna is the controller of the world. Everything's ultimately in his hands. If I live for some more time, I'm not going to live forever in this body, I'll go on chanting Hare Krishna. And if I have to die now, and anyway, I'm not going to live very long, where I can't expect to live another 63 years in this particular bag of bones. Well, it's been nice knowing all of you, and hope to meet you somewhere else, and we can chant Hare Krishna together somewhere else. We hope, Krishna willing. Whatever happens, these are interesting times, but it's just another tick in cosmic time. If you see a clock with second, has second hands, tick, 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 tick. The whole cosmic manifestation is just a tick in cosmic time. Tick, 1 second, Mahavishnu. He breathes out and the universe has come out of his body. He breathes in and the universe has come in. And within the universes, there are big empires come up, populations are wiped out by pestilence and disease. Coronavirus has probably been around previously in a previous eon. It's just another tick in cosmic time. So it's not from the perspective of eternity, from the perspective of space, time and space. We're very, very tiny, and this coronavirus is not such a big thing after all. Nothing's very big, even the whole Earth planet is just a little speck. There have been and will be such things as this in which people get all afraid. The good news, the really good news, is that we are eternal. Intrinsically, we are full of knowledge and bliss and eternal, as is Krishna. And we don't have to remain in this world of birth and death to suffer and struggle and fear again and again and again. To find out more, read Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is much more relevant to our situation. You may think, well, that's some Indian religious book, but actually the knowledge in there is much more relevant to our situation right now than coronavirus or anything else. Because all these things, birth, death, old age, disease, hopes, struggles, aspirations, fears, disappointments, they're all peripheral to our actual existence. We're all eternal spiritual beings. Forgetting that, we continue to suffer in this material world, birth after birth. Find all about it in Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then, even though it was spoken 5,000 years ago, it's as relevant to our situation now as it was then, because it is knowledge of reality beyond this temporary existence. It's knowledge of eternity and how we can plug back into that. Hare Krishna. Any question? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.